Hey, good evening, folks. We are here together. So Janet on the move, Lumley, my co-host, is here. We live and we're doing it well today. Janet, say your piece right now so they could hear you loud and clear out there. Oh. All right. I don't know what happened. She cut herself off. But let's go. We're not going to go hungry for love. We're just going to do things. Diego Jones on this one.
Whoa. Yeah, we were you, baby, all the while. We were you, lady, all the time. Didn't you know I need your tender love? Girl, I said so many years, so many months, girl, so many.
Yeah, my people, we got Janet on the move, Lumley. She's back on right now. And Janet, shout out to the people out there right now. Shout them
good
out.
Good evening, please. Good evening. Are you hearing me there?
Hearing you, I'm sure they are.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Okay. Sorry, guys. Had some technical difficulties, but we're good. So once again, good afternoon. I'm the co-host of Wagwan. It's a show that is unrehearsed. Like, we don't rehearse it or anything. We just come on and tell you all about what's wanting or what's going on out there, whether it's in Toronto where I am. Poetic Sam will share what's happening where he is. And wherever news comes from around the globe, we will share it with you. Also, we do some playing of music for emerging artists. So I hope you'll enjoy tonight's show. As usual, you know, there are different topics that we talk about. And once again, I'm Jeanette Lumley, co-host of Wagwan, and with my host for the fam.
Yes, people. Yeah, we're bringing you live and direct. She's up north and down south. So north and south is doing it together. We don't want to badmind people. I know we start off with Diego Jones hustling me, but Empress Anna is going to tell us that we don't need no badmind people nowhere near here while we're doing our thing. I'll be sitting in for a minute and we'll see how it goes. Empress Anna, Mr. Badmind.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Why don't you bad mind? This is a true story, you know. Tell me now. Tell me now.
Do a mama, mama,
yeah. Ooh. Mr. Bad Mind, ungrateful. The heart and bad mind is not faithful. Them a look away to kill you cause them heartful. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Mr. Bad Mind ungrateful. But the heart and bad mind is not faithful. Them a look away to kill you cause them heartful. Well, oh God, it's so painful. You wish you left one know how hard it is to work from 9 to 5. They get a little bit of money just to stay alive. When hungry a bite, me say never nice. So me have to get a ticket on the morning flight. Me got bills to pay and kids to feed. Rent time I come up all the life basically free. Anyway, for you me ends up with me. But you me na beg na borrow, no they never see. Me stop bad mind ungrateful. Dirty heart and bad mind in no playful. Them a look away to kill you for them heartful. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Mr. Bad Mind ungrateful. Dirty heart and bad mind ain't no faithful. Them a keep a way to kill your car, them all cool. Well, oh God, it's so painful. No, me really concerned. I'm contemplating about the system where the victim, you are hope you're listening. You see a bird upon him face and you're laughing. Oh God, send down my blessings so I can have an act to give away. So they get so youth never stray. So one watch me, one judge me, one chat me while I'm working for better days. Me stop bad mind ungrateful. But the heart and bad mind me no faithful. Them a look away to kill your car, them awful. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Me stop bad mind ungrateful. The heart and bad mind ain't no peaceful. Them a look away to kill your car, them a tool. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Me know say them a penny we, anyway. Want get rid of we, rid of we. Them want put we in a the cemetery, cemetery. Them really want to bury we. Them a penny we. Them a look away to kill your car, them a fool. Well, oh God, it's so painful. Mr. Bad Mind and Grateful. But the heart and bad mind ain't no painful. Them a look away to kill your car, them a fool.
Empress Antuna wants to start off the show tonight. Wagwan show with two of us. Not one this time, it's two of us. Comfortable, feels so different and it feels so nice to know that we have Sister Janet on the move, Lumley, doing her thing tonight. So I'm going to leave the next tune for her to pick up. But before we go, before we jump to the next tune, I have a question to ask. I have a question. What do you think about all this shooting that's going on, sister? What do you, especially they shoot the kids. What is it? What is it?
You know what? I've been thinking about it. It's not just children. Last week we had a shooting in Buffalo. I think the shooter was or is, what was he, 18 to 19 years old. And it's like premeditated. Yeah, premeditated, right? The week before that, or last year, I believe, he had sent out a note or something that alluded to that. And then to find out that he went and did that. Now, yesterday or the day before, this kid, because a child, 18 years old again, went and shoot up 19 children. It is so sad. I was watching it last night on, you know, on the different networks, media networks, and tears, like fathers are crying, siblings are crying, mothers are crying. No, I don't know what is going on. I don't know if it's something in the food that they're eating. I don't know what it is. He killed his grandmother first. Apparently, he crashed the vehicle, and then he went in the school from room to room and just started shooting. Is it that they're watching too many video games? Is it that they're watching too many movies? Like, does it have anything to do with social media? I have no idea. It's just crazy. Growing up in Jamaica, what we used to do, we play with mud, you know, even stick, those were how it was. Outside, we play with each other. know what it is. I'm not sure. That's a mental illness there, that's for sure. That is definitely mental illness. I don't know.
Think about
it's hard.
As mental as we might think it is, which I think some of it is mental. How come we always found something? I know it's different time, different people, different ideology, because some of this ideology is being put together by the people in the upper class who is in there, because they're saying these are white supremacist ideas that comes out of the things that's being taught, the ideas that's being shared. I'll give you an example of what I saw today. I was 10. A little boy, 4 years old, was at one of these, I don't know if it's a gun show or so, or what. But the lady asked the little boy information about the gun. He knew every single information about the gun, how many shots it fired, how the load and unload, how to spin the barrel, yeah, the whole bit. And you put the gun beside him. The gun is taller.
Yeah, but that seems like it's coming from home.
Yes. So this is what they've been taught. They've been taught something like that.
Yeah, but the problem I see there, though, is people are going to even be fearful now to even send their children to school. And this is not the first time this is happening. But so many children, 19, two teachers. And you know what I thought this evening about it? So one of the teachers, her husband had a heart attack.
Yep, I saw that,
And yeah.
Family life is being just stated by these happenings, and it's happening almost every week because these people instill in their head what they think, and these people can't accept reality from it. Reality is gone, and I don't know if they want to make that our own reality right now, but it's not something, and it's hard because if we start to talk about it, we'll never finish. We just never finish. And I'm sorry, but talk. Oh, we want to stop gun violence. Oh, we got to get the guns off the road. Oh, we got to make sure this person get checked out before they buy one. That's for a whole load of stuff.
Yeah, it's so many. This topic can go on and forever and ever and ever because there's so many different components to it, being so young, what is mental state of mind, what had happened to him growing up as soon as he turns 18. Apparently they said that he was bullied in high school or some story like that at elementary school. So he brought that baggage with him. It never go away. And even sometimes having our own children, and even sometimes when they come home and they're telling you how their day went at school, and especially being bullied. My daughter, when she was in grade 1, was bullied. And I had to call the school one day and indirectly threaten them to say, okay, if you guys don't stop this, this is what I'm going to do. Anyhow, she was never bullied again because I guess the principal, vice principal, and everybody came together and did something about it. But sometimes when the kids are coming home, our children coming home, you have to listen to them sometimes because sometimes we figure because they're so young, they don't have a voice, but sometimes they're hurting inside. Yeah, and we have to listen to what they're saying because I'm not sure if with this youth, because I saw his picture with this youth, I don't know what went through his mind, and unfortunately, they had to kill him. So he's not even around to tell him his story, tell anything about that. He's also gone with the rest of everybody else. So that's 21 persons he took. You know, it's very devastating in that sense. And you know what? But let's do a D. Brown. So, we're going to jump on. A track here from Dennis Brown. I can't see the title, but I see the name. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, one of my favorite, Queen Majesty. Wow. I haven't heard that in a long time. Yeah, so people, D. Brown for you.
CRS Radio.
Now hear this. Massive, are you ready? Take it.
From the one Dennis Brown, Slip on Your Turntable by Janet on the Moon. Lovely, doing an awesome job teaching it. So people were asking the questions that's shocking the world over right now. You know, we move from taking our money, you know, on a Thursday we're here ready. So how are you feeling today, Janet, before we jump to the next news?
Yes, yes, yes. I must say I'm feeling great, you know. We've been having some lovely weather here on the side of the border over here in Canada. You know, can't complain. Actually, I've been inside today and it was a bit cool. And when I got outside, inside now it's cooler than outside. I go, wow, you know, because it's a big difference. And actually last week, we had a thunderstorm. Up until now, a lot of people don't have electricity here in Canada, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. Storm, yeah, I heard about that storm, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are out of electricity right now, but, you know, I want to touch on something. So I know you are a poet, Sam, in terms of, because every time I come on, I have to big up the loom, you know, and
that's right.
Now it's transitioning, so it's phasing out. So they're encouraging everyone who's got a Lumi account to please go on the new platform, which is connect.swifin.com, and register. It's the upgrading now because the older system cannot work with the new system. They're trying to make it as compatible as possible, to, especially with all the cryptocurrencies that's coming out, so many different kinds, right? So they're whichever one you want, the platform is setting up now that you can convert the Lumi eventually to a crypto, and then that crypto now can possibly maybe be able to give you the feasibility to, you know, either purchase goods or from outside of the Lumi platform. So it's doing some wonderful things. I was on the platform today. I spent about an hour just trying to browse around, and I noticed that there, Africa on the continent, they're doing some wonderful things in terms of TV, film, all kinds of things is happening. You know, so in a few months, also, we'll see a lot of new things coming out. You'll be hearing a lot more about Africa through this currency. That's the Lumi, guys. Look it up. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all those social medias.
Oh.
Go in, you'll find something about the Lumi on there. Now, what, today's the 26th, 2 days to go, or one day I would say, sign up so you can get your stimulus, which is 6.26 Lumi or 100 U.S. equivalent. So, and you know what? The sign-up process is a lot easier now. You don't need all those things that they required before. You don't need it. Just your name, username, a password. Not even your address, just which country you're in. Like, it's changed, right? So I would encourage everyone to please, yeah, get on board, sign up with it. Yes, Sam, so you can go ahead and, you know, drop another tune. Or if you want me to do it, I can go ahead.
I'm going to do it now because in another 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to leave you alone to do your thing.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
All right. See, she's ready. It's Poetic Sam on the Wagwan Show. And we're just trying to live in peaceful times. As Martha says, she's a peaceful woman. So am I. All right, here we go, on the Poetic Sam, on the turntable, but the Wagwan Show with Janet, on the Moose Lumley, and myself, this is Marcia Griffith, she is a peaceful woman, oh yes, she is, let's go.
I don't believe in doing wrong. I'm a peaceful woman.
place. What a big disgrace. It's a crying shame again and again, all over the
any kind of violence, I'm out of there. You know, I believe in peace, peace bring love. So whatever we do, always try to portray love. You know, in whichever way we can do, whether we're giving, whether we're caring, whether whatever it is that we're doing, always think of love, right? So that's what we need to do all the time, focus on love. And I think it's something that it's within us. It's not something that just comes right away. It's either you were born with it or something. I guess you can even develop it, but I guess at some point you're gonna get upset if it's not something that you're not used to. But I always try to stay positive. That's also a way of staying positive as well. You know, look on the brighter side of life. Especially what's going on in the world. And it goes back to these young people. They're very messed up. You know, they have no love in them, many of them. They don't have no care. You know, it's just about selfishness. They believe that they're entitled. It comes with a lot. It's unfortunate, you know, so many people lost their lives 12 hours last week, or 2 weeks ago now, 21, including the shooter. It's a very sad situation, and a lot of people would say they don't listen to the news. They don't listen to the news at all because they don't want to see or hear these things. Every time you turn on the TV, it's all about something. You know, you don't want to hear about that's happening in the world, right? So I was just listening to a lady, and she was talking about the monkeypox. And what she's saying, it's possible that it could come from the jab, you know, that's what. So now you're going to find people putting all sorts of things out there. You know what I mean? So we just have to be vigilant of our surroundings all the time and just be mindful. You know, sometimes, when was it? Last week I was sitting out on Bloor Street. You know Bloor Street, Sam, and while I was sitting outside, the thing that came to my thought is that, oh my goodness, what if somebody comes and starts shooting up the place? It came to my thought. So when these things happen, you know, sometimes your mind will lead you to think that it may happen to you. You start living in fear and all these things. So I'm hoping that, you know, whenever when we're dealing with people, try to show love. Try to, you know, love for humanity. It doesn't matter the race or color you are. Just always try to live in peace. You know, that's just my take on that. So being a peaceful woman, yes.
Yeah. Very good observation and very, you know, musically inclined. We're going to drop something that will always give in thanks and praise to what we're doing, you know. So, Janet, to conclude your convo on that one, pick something that will, you know, enable you to.
I am just going to choose something here on, you know, that's already on the list. So let me
Glory by Glory Day.
Okay.
So
Glory Day.
We would love to.
This is Anthony Cook, Glory Days.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think of it, remember those days? Will we go back to these, you know, glorious days again?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear what he has
very,
to say.
Yeah. Very good question.
say that very good artist there.
Yeah, very good artist. Thinking about exactly what we wish we could have some glory days. We are in such a time, I'm wondering if, you know, thinking about peace and happiness is now just like really a dream for us to be living in. That's the thing that's what I'm going to be in my head, just thinking. Are we just totally in a dream state now? Because what is going on is that everywhere you turn, there is something that's turning the whole place upside down that really stops all of us in our tracks. You know, like before, people, you know, people would kill kids, but come in and just blow, just get that boiling to you can't even use.
I don't even know if, you know, like, how it is so difficult to deal with and why it is so. Remember, up until March of 2020, we had a normal life, right? Everybody was going their business, doing their thing, and then all of a sudden, there's no more normal life anymore. Then we've been under lockdown for 2 years, And now we came out of the lockdown, not out of it, but then it starts off with the war in Ukraine and Russia. Then now these gun violence and all these things. Will we ever go back to normalcy? I don't think so. This is how life will be moving forward. That's what I see.
I pray not.
I guess we just have to, as we normally do, continue praying, and hopefully one day we will go to sleep and up the next day and everything will be different from what we're living into right now.
Grandkids won't even know. If it continue this way, the grandkids not even gonna know what it is like to go outside and play marbles together, to go to friend's house. We ask, you know, just all the nice little niceties that we share sometime, you know, you don't really.
You remember the nights when, I don't know if you remember the times when, you know, you were a little kid growing up and your grandparents would sit in the yard when it's getting late, and some of us never had a bath or a shower yet, and now start telling us about ducky stories. And you remember those days?
Oh, yeah. And who gets scared before? You're so right. That's what I'm talking about. Being able to share that instead of sharing a child going into a school and shooting down. It makes you want to go away to the dreamland that you think of inside of your head.
Is that on?
If you have your own dream, if you have your own dreamland, you just want to go there.
Well, I'm thinking that you're talking about Marcia Griffith Dreamland.
Yes, I am. It's here, you know.
Well, I don't see it on the list.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for it. I know it's here, you know. It's here. But,
Until you find it, I'll just touch on Cairo McLean.
Yes,
13 years old, not even 13 years old as yet, and won Canada's biggest music award. That's a child, but he's got the mind of an adult. If you listen to this kid play music, play songs. He taught himself how to play guitar, how to play the drum, and that led him to a Juno Award. It's amazing, but, you know, I have to big up Willow's Records, because they are the ones who really found him.
And
gave him that opportunity that he can go and won the Juno 2 weeks ago, right? I believe parents should start, or even somebody like yourself, Sam, or myself, maybe if we can find children who, you know, that we can shadow, you know, to give them that kind of sense of reassurance, you know, that everything will be okay, as Bob Marley would say. You know, everything is going to be all right.
I'm trying to do my best as close to that as possible with one artist I have all the way in Africa. I'm trying to see, you know, that's exactly the idea, is to try to bring these youths along, because I don't think we should have to wait, you know, wait around and hope somebody good comes by and then we'll take them. And it's just somebody like that. I read his story of how his dad is a musician, and he just hopping along, and he started playing an instrument, and the Willow Records guy liked him and said, okay, do one, do two, do three, you know. And that's what he ended up with. That's exactly how the music business is supposed to treat young artists and the artists themselves. You know what I mean? We have to know what's going on.
Yeah, we have to. There's so many things going on. I'm not sure if you're familiar with NFT, which is non-fungible token, which is a form of cryptocurrency. But it works differently from the other ones in a sense. If you're following Snoop Dogg, he used the NFT to purchase, of the record label. So these are some of the things that we need to know, find out about, that we can encourage them to use those platforms to make something of themselves. You know, these platforms that's coming out, yes, we're under lockdown, but to me, with the younger generation, they can become millionaires. This is what I'm seeing. They can become millionaires maybe in a year. Like some of us, some people, it takes years, you know, to even get to even settle and can enjoy some life. But these youth, with the technology and the way how the world is going, they can use all these technologies that's in place to get to where they want to get to financially. But sometimes they're going to be looking to us, you know, the elders, for them, for that direction, right? So there's so much out there that we need in terms of to even educate ourselves with, right, to share with them so that they can be better products for tomorrow. Because
tomorrow.
For tomorrow, which is the future. We live for today. We don't know about tomorrow, right? We're living for today, right? At least if they're better prepared, I believe we'll have a better generation to come. The ones that are coming, the ones that are already here, and the ones that are supposed to be coming. So this Wagwan platform will be on that journey to help assist many young ones, not just with music, but in anything that, you know, any talents, because a majority of these youths, they're very talented. And sometimes as parents, we don't see the talents in them. You know, sometimes we have to go outside to hear others speak of them to really see the talent, right? So we need to me more to be focusing on them to get them to that level. And through Bhagwan, there are many things now that we can enlighten out there. We can talk about that will open up doors, open up ways for these generations to come, and even for us too. Because with what's going on, there's a lot we need to learn. I don't know about
yes.
you, Sam. But
just jumped ahead of us, you know. All right.
You
drop? I want to jump to some music because we've been talking. I'm trying to find, you know, but let me just give you some oldies, goodies. Delphonic. We love you, people. We're looking for a better world, okay? Let's do this one. This one here. By the Delphonic. A real oldie but goodies. Just like we're talking about old times. La 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 means I love you. We love you, people.
Wasn't true, and you passed them by. Though you're in the ring, and their lines don't mean a thing. Why don't you let me try? Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know if I'm sing. All I
Hello.
till we're both old.
All I want is to love you, and you to love me too,
and we can work it out. If I can get to you,
each time that I've been hurt, it's been by my man. And I'm afraid it won't work. Can't you understand? She can't afford to cry.
She can't give her heart to each sweet talking guy.
If you give me your heart, I'll give you my soul.
Everyone, so my host, he has to leave, so now I know he'll be tuning in, but I'll be taking over from here. So for those of you who are just joining us, my name is Jeanette Lumley, and I'm the co-host of this show, Wagwan. We broadcast each and every Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. depending on where you are in the world. So I'm in Toronto. Luckily, Sam is in Florida. I think Tampa. So we're on the same time zone. So it makes it easy for us, you know, that we can go on. And this show, you know, it just came out of just an idea. Him and myself came up with to decide to, you know, do this program, you know, just to share what's out there. If you're an emerging artist and, you know, you have music and needs to get it out there, hey, send it in. You know, we're taking music We're going to be uploading it to the platform. And then, you know, your music will get an opportunity to get some exposure. Not just music, you know, whatever you have, talented. There are many of us who are talented in the community, and we need to share her talent in whichever way that we can. You know, we're also looking for sponsors, you know, so if you want to sponsor her program, we'll be able to get your product out there based on what it is that you're promoting, whatever it is that you're marketing, that you're selling. You know, we're here to, this is what it's all about, empowerment. So before I play the next song, I see one of my favorite artists. I'm looking at the playlist here. She's Canadian-born, Chelsea Stewart. I'll be playing that a little bit, but I just wanted to share with you some upcoming events that will be happening right in the city of Toronto here. So we have this month, Saturday night, Hezron, which is an artist out of Jamaica. He will be performing at the Canada Africa Day, which will be celebrating here this Saturday. However, it started this week out of Africa. You know, they're celebrating Africa Day, and we need to celebrate the continent with them, you know, many of us, because the diaspora is there. We're all in the diaspora because we're not on the continent, which makes us African people, right? They created programs for us. And one of those programs that they've created is the Lumi. You know, there are lots of information on it. I'm not sure how I can get the information to you, but we are trying to figure out ways and means of how we can get it out there. We will figure it out. So this coming Saturday, Africa Day will be celebrated here in Toronto, Afrofest, which is an organization that puts on a festival every year. They will be hosting that one too. It's going to be an amazing event. D-Flex, who is an artist under the management of Dreammakers Entertainment, he'll be releasing a 14-track album called The Storm, and Hezron will be alongside him and that platform. But also, there are many other events that will be coming up, you know, June 25th and 26th. It's the Durham Caribbean Festival, which will be held in Little Jamaica this year for the first time. It's normally in Durham, which is just north of Toronto. This time it will be in right in the city of Toronto. So if you're out there listening, there's a lot coming up this summer for Toronto. So when you come to Toronto, there's lots to see, lots to enjoy this summer while you're here. The Toronto Carnival Festival, which is Caribana.
Okay. Is the music done? Are you there, Janet?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. What happened?
Did you got lost? Okay, so we better put something on the air, okay?
Okay.
Like she was saying, you'll hear great artists like these on your way to Toronto this summer. Go ahead, enjoy yourself. If you can't enjoy yourself here, you can enjoy yourself there, but I'm sure you can enjoy yourself anywhere where we are. I'll be in the background while she do her thing in the front ground. All right? Chelsea Stewart, perfectly lonely.
Oh, yeah. seems like every guy I meet wants to have all of me, but he can't have everything. Like Beyonce, I need that ring. Far too many girls I know wonder where did he go. So I just learn from their mistakes and save myself from heartbreak.
She's a Canadian artist. I'm going to drop another song of hers. Just continue with her here. There's another track, Do You Love Me? Wow. I love that song as well. So here we go. Miss Chelsea's, who are Canadian owned.
Big Canadian artist.
yes, that was Miss Chelsea Stewart, Toronto's own, you know. She's doing an amazing job. She's an excellent voice, great performer. I'm going to drop a song here now by Charlie Wilson, just going down the list here. This one is Goodnight Kisses. Let's hear what he has to say about Goodnight Kisses.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to take you out every Friday night. I love the way you dress, girl, you always look right. I love the way you smile when I tell bad jokes. I love the way you blush, girl, you're so beautiful. When I'm with you, baby, I lose track of time. When I'm with you, I never wanna say goodbye. I love you in my arms, I love to hold you close. But there's one thing, baby, that I love the most.
I love you. Watching your hair blow, love the dimple on your cheek, but you just can't hide. I love laughing with you till we about to cry. When I'm with you, baby, I lose track of time. When I'm with you, I never wanna say goodbye. I love you in my arms, I love to hold you close, but there's always one thing that I love the most.
Sugar, it's so sweet, I can't resist. Ooh-wee, honey bunny, you don't know just what you do. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, pop, your kisses make me ooh.
I'm learning, you know, there's always a first time to everything. Now, I'm going down the list here. I see something by Peter Tosh, and many of you know, there should know Peter Tosh. He's no longer with us. However, they always said that music, even if when the person dies, their music lives on. So here is what Peter Tosh has to say. I think this is Bush Doctor. That's what it says, by Peter Tosh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not hearing anything. What's going on with your phone? Yeah. Okay. Let's go on to another one. Some technical difficulties here. Give us a moment, please. Trying to get the playlist going.
Some cry, some smile, some fight every day. We rise to the top, 'cause we know what it takes. Through it all we survive, yet still hold the faith. Unchangeable, Lord, unchangeable. Hey, no matter how the dollar might stack up, me still not change, me I go tear off. Inna the giddy and your offy, buckle up your life, be smart, don't be a cross, no. Life is a journey, it's a long race. Mama says, son, be wise and don't bring disgrace. So me take off the broom and start sweep the place. 'Cause all these ways, they got to get erased. I love to me people that me embrace. The truth are the truth and I can't erase. So hell to all of those who want hate. Just send me to finish this race. So we ain't giving up now. We put up a fight, we got to be ready, 'cause time's getting dreary. Just said, don't you worry, I'll be in a hurry, Lord, we got to be ready, 'cause time's getting dreary. So we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray.
Then mama be strong. Taki, I'll see a thing that me no know about man.
Long time them a try bring me down. And no just know, from a very young. Jack me every day with them funny tongue. Them a watch me on the telly now.
From the streets of Jamaica, coming live and direct. Pro to diggy day and we no need no mic check. Stepping at the place, somebody that disrespect us.
Give me what is mine, mine. Give me what is mine. It's about time. All right. Give me a slice of the cake. Yeah.
Hey-ya. Hey-ya, Hey-ya. Step on them. They rub me class and me trip on them. Pretentious deceivers, boy, I feel like friend. Waiting to see I fall till I rise over all. Them biggest folks when we have them back from the start.
I wanna rule my day. don't forget and you'll never regret the good things you do. We'll live right up to you. Destiny, I wanna rule my destiny. Hey, 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 I wanna rule my destiny. Do unto others as they may do to you. The road of life is rough and you may stumble too.
Filled. Better are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Saturday, 12 to 2. The 46th time musical contest. Thank you.